Blog Talk Radio.
To this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And oh, by the way, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. We're in an upper room located near 11th Street. For those of you who are familiar with Upland, California, our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. That's right, in the afternoon, 1:30 p.m. So come and visit us, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. We are in an upper room, like I said, located near 11th Street, okay? Now, I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Okay, hi, hello. Okay, now, call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to call in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Now, I know that some of you are listening from your computer, so you can tell them, you can still call them and tell them to dial this number, 646-668-8537, or just have them to click on Facebook if they see the post of this particular show, or Twitter or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. You can also click on the link any day and time after this broadcast. It could be next week or the week after or, you know, later in this week. It doesn't matter. Just click on the link and listen to the entire program. The title of my message today is The Seven Spirits of God. Woo, this is going to be something. The Seven Spirits of God. When you hear the title of this message, it kind of makes you ask, does God have seven spirits? This message is a very deep message, very deep. So get your Bibles ready. Or you might want to grab some paper and pencil or pen or something and take some notes. It is unveiling a revelation of Jesus Christ and his last day church that you probably never realized. The Lord's desire is to unveil himself to his people. He's had this desire since the beginning of man's existence. That was the purpose God created mankind. In the first place, God wanted a people that he could communicate with on the level of his own intelligence, a people who could see him in all of his glory and have the revelation of who he is. But man's disobedience to God put a stop to man moving forward into the glory of God. There's so many facets to God, so many dimensions, so many levels to our God. And today, this message today will reveal just a portion of his greatness. So hold on to your hats. This is a very deep message. Therefore, I pray that God will open up your understanding so that you will understand the God that you worship, praise, and pray to. So stay with me today for just 1 hour, and we will discover together the seven spirits of God. Stay with me. Don't go away as we talk about our Savior.
Always living victory, 'cause I know I
are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Every true believer, every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle, every worker, whether you are an administrator at a church, in charge of food or clothing at your church, whether you are a minister of music, no matter what you do for the glory of God the Father, as long as you are operating under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you are an ambassador for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I pray and I ask that you give our listeners an ear to hear, that they may receive the deep revelation of your word today, O God. Help their minds and hearts to be open to receive of you, and let them grow and wax strong in the spirit. Let them move up to another level in you, which draws them closer and closer to you in a true, pure, loving relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Bless them this day that they may understand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Now, we've heard for many years about the sevenfold anointing that's coming upon God's people in this hour. I've taught about it right here on this radio broadcast many times. But what exactly is this sevenfold anointing? What are we referring to when we say the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power? Well, first of all, we know that the number seven represents perfection, completeness, fullness. It is God's perfect number. The sevenfold anointing is the perfect anointing that is full and complete. It's called sevenfold because the Holy Spirit falls upon us and fills us up at the same time, giving us seven perfect spirits. And all seven are one. The sevenfold anointing of the Holy Spirit is more. It's more than just than having the gifts of the Spirit that comes upon us and then leaves. You see, the gifts of the Spirit, when they come upon us, is beautiful and is powerful. But it comes and then it goes. Like, for example, with Samson. The Holy Spirit would fall on Samson, which made Samson a mighty man. He could kill 1,000 Philistines at one time by himself. The anointing was in his seven locks of hair on his head. But then the Spirit would leave, and Samson will become a regular man. The gifts of the Spirit are given to us as the Spirit wills. The sevenfold anointing of the Holy Spirit is far more than having the Spirit by measure, here a little and there a little. The sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire is the seven spirits of God. Once the seven spirits of God rest upon you, he remains. He never leaves. It's the same spirit that Isaiah prophesied would rest upon Jesus Christ in chapter 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, upon Jesus. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Let us get a really good understanding of the seven spirits of God. You see, the first is the Spirit of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. That's the first spirit. This is when we can say these same words that Isaiah prophesied and that Jesus read when he was in the synagogue. We can actually say these very words when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion or in the church, to give them beauty for ashes. Beauty, that's the beauty of Jesus Christ. For ashes, our fallen nature bodies. The oil of joy for mourning. The oil of joy is the Holy Spirit. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness. That means we're planted deep. The planting of the Lord. We're planted deep in God. That he might be glorified. That's the anointing that will be upon us, this same very anointing. This scripture is another prophecy of the seven spirits of God that rested on Jesus Christ and shall also rest on us. The fulfillment of this scripture actually happened when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. Yes. The seven spirits of God is the same spirit that rested on the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 3, verse 22. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. This is the fulfillment of Isaiah 11, 2. This is the fulfillment of it. The Spirit of the Lord is the first Spirit that will rest on us forever. And with the Spirit of the Lord comes the other six spirits. Let's read it again, what they are. The seven spirits of God. Isaiah 11:2, number one, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Keep in mind that I'm talking about the fullness of God's spirit. When you have the fullness of God's spirit, just like Jesus had, then you have the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire. This is the anointing that shall rest upon you. It never leaves. The next of the seven spirits of God is the spirit of wisdom, which is the quality of having God's experience, God's insight, God's all-seeing seven eyes, his perfect eyes, God's knowledge and understanding. It is the opening of God's senses within you. It is discernment. To be able to see the inner qualities of people, to see things clearly in heaven and on earth, and not behind a veil. God's wisdom comes from Holy Spirit experiences. God's wisdom is also God's perfect and righteous judgment. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. This is what Paul said to Timothy concerning wisdom. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Consider what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all things. That's wisdom. This is what James wrote about wisdom in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given. Keep in mind that Solomon asked for wisdom, and it pleased the Lord so much that he gave him riches beyond belief, as well as making him the wisest man on earth. But the wisdom that comes from the seven spirits of God is the wisdom that will rest upon you forever. The next spirit is the spirit of understanding. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. We understand the situation, the reason behind things, the why of everything, when you have the spirit of understanding. Keep in mind how important understanding is. In order for us to receive and obey the instructions of the Lord and follow his directions, we must first understand his instructions and understand his direction. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding works hand in hand when it comes to the perfect will of God. Jeremiah 17, verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Understanding allows us to touch the feelings of others, to see what someone is going through. It allows us to have compassion for others and minister to their hearts. Understanding God allows us to know how to please God. It helps us to know his heart, understand his will, his ways, his word, his plan, and to know his character. The spirit of understanding helps us to know how to minister to someone, how to go to that spiritual root, go to the spiritual root and the beginning of the issues, problems, and the sins of the people. Just like Jesus knew and understood the situation of the lady at the well, he not only knew she was married five times, but he understood the reason why she wasn't married at that particular time when he was talking to her. He had understanding. He didn't condemn her. John chapter 4, verse 18, for thou hast had five husbands. This is what the Lord said to her. And he whom thou have is not your husband. In that sayest thou truly. Because he had asked her and she told him. And he told her, yes, that's true. He knew her heart. He knew she told him the truth. He knew what she would do once she realized that he was indeed the Messiah. He knew exactly what she would do. So he revealed who he was to her. And she did exactly what he knew she would do. She went and told the people to come and see the Messiah. She brought the people to Jesus. You see, just knowing and understanding who Jesus is will bring you to repentance, and you will just naturally start doing the will of the Lord. The next spirit is the spirit of counsel, which is guidance, leadership, advice, as it pertains to the kingdom realm of God. Jesus is always here. He is the one we depend on to lead us, as it is written, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Understand that proper advice can keep you from the hour of temptation and save you from evil if you follow the counsel of the one who has the spirit of counsel resting upon him. And it is confirmed that Jesus is our wonderful counselor. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The world is in desperate need of righteous counsel. Proverbs 11, verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. It is very important for God's people to have the spirit of counsel to rest upon them, because as it is written in Proverbs 15, verse 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. People succeed when they follow good, godly counsel. The next spirit is the spirit of might, which is the fullness of the Holy Spirit's creative power. It is the authority of Jesus Christ, strength in God, strong faith in God, and the faith of God. It is the word of God dwelling in you, the powerful word of God dwelling in you. Acts 2 verses 1 through 4, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. That's the breath of God. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven or divided tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The spirit of might is having the anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power to rest upon you forever. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, this is John the Baptist talking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he, meaning Jesus, that cometh after me is mightier than I. He's mighty, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The next spirit is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge is not a word of knowledge that you're pretty familiar with. It's revelation knowledge. The spirit of knowledge is revelation knowledge. Proverbs and, is revelation knowledge. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 19. But you, who do you say that I am? This is when the Lord was speaking to his apostles and his disciples, and he was asking them, who do you think I am? But you, who do you say that I am? He was asking, you know, like, who does people say I am? And they were saying, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this prophet and that prophet and so on. And then he said, but who do you think, or who do you say that I am? Jesus asked. Simon Peter spoke up and said, you are the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, you are favored and privileged, Simon Peter, or you are favored and privileged, Simon, son of Jonah, for you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. That is very important. The Lord went on to say, I give you the name Peter, a stone, and this rock will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. The rock isn't Peter, but the Lord will go on and say that this rock will be the rock or the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church, my legislative assembly, and the power of death will not be able to overpower it. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. This scripture is simply saying that Jesus is going to build his church on the revelation of who he is, because that revelation can only be given to us by God the Father himself, which will allow us to have the keys of the kingdom, which means we will have the backing of heaven. Once we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, then we receive the revelation of God the Father, and then the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and then the revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus. And then we receive the revelation of the kingdom realm of God. But we can't get any of this without first receiving the revelation of Jesus Christ. This revelation knowledge will rest upon us forever. The next of the seven spirits of God is the seventh spirit, which is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. To have the spirit of the fear of the Lord means to have overwhelming love, faith, reverence, awe, respect. We are humbled at his presence. We honor him. We adore him. We are in constant wonder and amazement before the Lord. Total admiration. We hold God with high esteem. We worship him and we praise him continually. Once we have all of this, then we have all seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God is the seven lamps of fire that's always before the throne of the living God. You can read about that in Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Let's read it. Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. As it is written, our God is a consuming fire. That fire can be a cleansing fire, a fire of judgment, or a fire of destruction. The seven spirits of God is Jesus having seven horns and seven eyes. That's in the midst of the throne of the living God that's sent out into all the world. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, and I saw between the throne, in the midst of the throne, with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. The seven horns that's in that scripture, spoken about in that scripture, the seven horns represent the prophetic voice, the word of God, or the perfect message being preached all over the world. It is the gathering of the people. It is the proclaiming of the gospel of the kingdom of God going forth throughout all the world, all the earth. As it is written in Matthew 24:14, the Lord said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end shall come because this gospel is the seven spirits of God that's going to be on these people preaching and sent out into the world. Christian people, we shall have the seven horns and the seven eyes that's in the midst of the throne upon us. The seven eyes of God is the omnipresence of God. This God sees all and knows all. He sees all and he knows all. That's his seven eyes, which is the seven spirits of God. He is everywhere at the same time. God has insight, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God's last day glorified church in this hour shall have the seven eyes of God upon us, which is the seven spirits of God. Jesus holds seven stars in his right hand. The Lord is holding his last day angels or messengers, the seven stars, his messengers, his last day angels. In his right hand, those who preach the perfect message, the message of life and immortality, which is the kingdom message. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. As for the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Now, although the seven churches no longer physically exist, instead, God has made the seven churches one supernatural church, his last day church, with Jesus Christ himself being in the midst of them. Jesus is cleansing us right now, making us perfect without spot or wrinkle. He is in the midst of us. The seven spirits of God that will be on us Christians. His last day golden candlestick lampstand church in this hour will preach the kingdom of God and demonstrate the kingdom of God for the whole world to see. The world will see the power of the age to come. We are his perfect seven church because we will have the glorified Jesus Christ in the midst of us. Here's a revelation about God's last day church. This golden seven candlestick lampstand church is shaped like a tree, spiritually speaking. It's shaped like a tree, just like the golden lampstand that God had Moses to make in the wilderness. It actually looked like a tree. Even when you look at the menorah, it's a picture of a golden tree. The picture of the lampstand, it looks like a golden tree. This last day church is a spiritual lampstand that looks like a golden tree, a spiritual tree, having Jesus, the true vine or trunk, in the midst, and we who are his branches on each side. Jesus even describes us with him as a tree in John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. This is what Jesus said. He that abideth in me, that means continually abide in him, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. A picture of this human tree of life was Jesus with his apostles at the Last Supper. It was Jesus being in the midst of them as the true vine and the 12 apostles being his branches. It kind of painted a picture of a tree. The actual golden lampstand that was made in the wilderness was made of beaten work because one piece, it was made of beaten work, and it became one piece instead of separate pieces that you have to connect. It was beaten, molded, and shaped into one piece, making it one whole lampstand, which typified the last day seven golden candlestick lampstand church, us, God's church, Christians, his highly anointed Christians in this hour, as being one, us being one with Jesus Christ because we are connected to him. He is the true vine. We must be connected to Jesus, the true vine, like a natural tree with natural branches is connected to the trunk or of a tree. The branches takes on the appearance of the trunk because the branches are connected to the trunk, thus making it a full tree. The branches takes on the substance of the trunk, and with it, it brings forth fruit and leaves. Well, when we are connected to Jesus Christ, we together with Jesus become the tree of life in this hour, because we take the substance of Jesus Christ, which is that sevenfold Holy Spirit anointing, the seven spirits of God, which will allow us to bring forth fruit and healing leaves to the nations. And all people will come to us far and near for healing and deliverance. They will come to us to take of the tree of life freely. We shall become one with the Lord according to the prayer of Jesus in John chapter 17. And you should read that whole chapter when you get a chance. We are the tree of life in this hour. We are his perfect seven golden candlestick lampstand last day church that carries the fire of God. God ignites us himself. We are his church that will have the ability to go into heaven and get blessings to bring back and give to the people. Yes, we are the angels or messengers, God's people, Christians, that Jacob saw in his vision who ascended and descended upon a ladder into the heavens to get what the world need to give blessings from heaven to the people. The ladder that Jacob saw was Jesus Christ himself, that he saw in his dream. It was Jesus. He is the pathway to heaven. And we are his angels, his messengers that ascend and descend, going back and forth from earth to heaven, from heaven to earth. Genesis 28:12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending. The seven spirits of God is more than having the gifts of the Spirit. It's more than the former rain. It is the seven spirits of God. It is the gifts of the Spirit working perfectly in you. It is the former and the latter rain of the Spirit upon us all at once. The seven spirits of God is the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power. It's resurrection power. It's God's fire, God's might, God's light upon us. As it is written in Isaiah, it's the fulfillment of Isaiah when Isaiah wrote in chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, arise, shine, for thy light, Jesus Christ, the light of the world is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, which are other nations, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The seven spirits of God that will rest on us forever is the fulfillment of Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. Actually, that whole chapter really speaks a lot of the seven spirits of God being on God's people. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. The sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power is the seven spirits of God that I have talked about today. That's why it is called sevenfold, because it is the power of the Holy Spirit enfolding itself within you. This is the ministry of the seven spirits of God operating perfectly in the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth, in his people, in this world, working perfectly in you, on you, and through you, along with the fruit of the Spirit. Everything working perfectly, having all of this to rest in you and upon you forever. That's what's coming to the church. Understand me when I say that. That's exactly what's coming to the church. Mark my word. It's coming to the church in this hour. This is what is needed for the world so that they can experience for the first time, the world will experience for the first time the full expression of God's love and his power. Then the world will know for a fact that God is real and that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, they will finally see that he is truly, truly, wholeheartedly the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. The world will see it. They'll acknowledge it. They'll praise him. They will lift him up. They will know for a fact Jesus is real. All the other things that they've said about the Lord that were lies and stuff, they will see that it's lies. Jesus Christ is truly God manifested in the flesh. He is Lord. Yeshua HaMashiach is truly Yahweh. And the world will see it. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the message for today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord rest upon us. Scriptures for the week, Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And I saw between or in the midst of the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven, the seven golden lampstand, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. And then the world will know that our Redeemer lives. Praise the Lord.
And who showed the moon? Well,
Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you'll find music and a message. Thank you for joining us. Remember that we are here next week, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific. We're worldwide ministry. So wherever you are in the world, check your time zone and dial in, okay? Or click on wherever you see the post of this particular show. Click on the link and you can listen to the entire show. Remember we're here on Wednesdays. I'll be with my wife, Tasila, for Christian Talk at 8 p.m. Pacific. Check your time zone so you can dial in or listen from your computer, okay? Have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you again for joining us, and remember us on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.